Hey, I'm Greg Wyszynski.
And I'm Dave Lozo.
And you're in Puck Soup.
Get it?
Jesus. Thanks to everybody who listened to us on the America vs. Wyszynski podcast on Sportsnet for so long. We've transported the fun to Nerdist Sports, beginning with this episode featuring Katie Nolan of Fox Sports 1's Garbage Time.
Of the Emmy-nominated.
Emmy-nominated. Very excited about that. Also, YouTube fame. You may remember her from such rants as Greg Hardy is a piece of shit and things of that nature. So we were delighted to have her in as our first guest. It's a episode-long guest shot. Most of our guests, I believe, on Puck Soup will probably last maybe half the show or two-thirds of the show or something like that. But Katie, we had her in studio, and we weren't going to let that gold leave the room. So we had her in for the entire episode.
Like most of our guests, like think of it like sex. Most of our guests will probably be 10 minutes... 15 minutes long, and that's good.
Right.
I mean, let's not pretend like that's not a long time to go. But if we have someone capable of going the full hour, we're not going
to
pass up.
I have to admit, I'm a little hazy on this because when people talk about going as long as they do, a 10 minute. Does the 10 minutes include foreplay, or is it just 10 minutes of the actual act?
No, I think once something's inserted into something else, that's when the clock starts. It's like in basketball, like the shot clock doesn't reset until it hits the rim.
Right, or you have to
hit the rim.
You have to hit the rim, or you have to pick up the ball in order to make the clock start. Remember how they roll the ball out from the
Right. Foreplay is basically like when there's like 15 seconds left and they're trying to conserve clock and they roll the ball and the guard kind of pretends to pick it up and then the clock starts and then when it hits the rim, boom, we're counting down.
Because what is sex if not clock management?
Right.
So essentially, Katie Nolan's our first guest on the podcast. We wanted to do a quick intro. When you hear this show, you'll be hearing us refer to the podcast we're doing now as It's Hockey Time with Greg and Dave, which was a very twee and interesting name for the show, but ultimately one that we decided against. So we felt the need to do a quick intro to this interview, not only to introduce ourselves to you, the Nerdist Sports listener, and also say thanks to all our old listeners for porting over to the new podcast, but also explaining why you'll hear a different name for the podcast on this interview.
Right. And hi, Nerdist. Goodbye, Marek Wyszynski. Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. And also, we should point out that Greg, he came up with It's Hockey Time. And then decided he didn't like it. And to show you how dedicated he is to putting out such a quality product, he had his daughter sing a theme song to It's Hockey Time, forced her to do it. You should hear the audio because the audio sounds like she's being held hostage and she has to record this, otherwise her family will die. And then said, you know what? We got to do a different title. And we did because that's how dedicated he is to a good product.
I promise you if you come back for episode 2, we will play the lost theme song of It's Hockey Time with Greg and Dave, which you hear my 6-year-old daughter sounding as unenthused as a child would sound if they were going to the dentist. It's very exciting. So anyways, thanks to Jonah Carey for the opportunity to bring our podcast over to Nerdist Sports. Thanks to Katie Levine for putting this whole thing together,
our first podcast
and podcast by us in perpetuity. And here, without further ado, it's Puck Soup with our first guest, Katie Nolan of Fox Sports 1 on our pilot episode.
Yes.
And please do stay to the end so you can hear Katie Nolan make the single greatest pilot episode joke in the history of pilots and or jokes.
It's going to go down as the best pilot joke you're ever going to hear.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Sticks and hits and goals and saves and slap shots and goons. We've got sportly commentary to an NFL commute. But we also cover movies, TV shows, hits and tunes. It's your weekly bowl of hockey and nonsense. Puck Soup.
It's Hockey Time with Greg and Dave.
It's the actual
new name of the show. For those of you who listen to us on the Sportsnet side of the equation, this is the new home. This is the Nerdist Sports home where we're taking our podcast.
Right.
For those of you who are listening for the first time, I am Greg Wyszynski of Yahoo Sports Puck Daddy blog. You're supposed to say your name now.
Oh, it sounded like you were going to keep going. I thought you had like more credentials.
No, I have no credentials.
It was like a cliffhanger.
What am I going to do?
And I'm Dave Lozo of my apartment.
There you go.
In Hoboken, New Jersey.
And this is the hockey podcast that we do. I'm excited to be a part of the Nerdist family. I don't know about you, because it definitely increases the chances that Chris Hardwick will do a show talking about this very podcast at least once a week.
I want to do a show that's 12 hours long, so at some point during the podcast, he can say, it's 11:59 and 59 seconds.
But the other thing,
that's what I want to have happen.
But I like the idea of, like, there's a show where Retta talks about our show and, you know, comes in, and there's callers, there's, you know, trivia about our show.
Oh, like, and we, like a recap.
Yeah.
He'd do a recap of the show. He wouldn't actually be on the show. He'd do a recap and talk about everything
that
happened on the show.
Doug Benson does a thing called micro impressions, and I have a micro impression of Chris Hardwick. You really like to hear it?
Do you want to get us kicked off a Nerdist?
Like, no, I'm trying to get our credentials set that we're part of the family now.
Okay,
here we go. Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast! That's it. That's just the top of the Nerdist Podcast. Every time. Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you.
I don't have one. I'd follow up and try to like one up you, but I don't really have one.
So for those that don't know, so Jonah Carey, who's putting together a Nerdist Sports thing, asked if we wanted to be part of this cavalcade of fun, and we said yes. We had a podcast, like we said, that aired every Wednesday. A lot of people really like it because it's sort of hockey as a clothesline on which to hang a lot of other bullshit. A lot of people didn't like it because it's hockey as a clothesline on which to hang a lot of other bullshit.
Like, if you enjoy 6 minutes of hockey talk followed by 24 minutes of the analysis of last night's OJ episode,
yeah,
then this is for you.
Yeah.
This is really going to be your podcast.
And by the way, just to let you know, although I've run hot and cold on Cuba Gooding Jr. as O.J. Simpson, the moment in which they had him recreate the aerobics video that they used as evidence to show that he was agile and could have pulled off the murders.
It's a brilliant show.
Amazing.
It's a brilliant show.
Absolutely amazing.
The first two episodes are bad because they're so Schwimmer heavy. Because it's just Schwimmer emoting in really weird ways. It's like, it's almost like he's like, all right, remember that time Rachel did that thing with Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just remember that and mm-hmm. be sad about it. And he just, like, his jaw trembles, his lip trembles.
I was watching some really early seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you know, Ditzik without the beard and Rob was all thin. And they were talking about their dead dad, and I kept on thinking to myself, what do they think now that their dead dad is probably a guy they used to watch on Friends?
I think they look into the TV and they just start chanting, Kardashian, Kardashian.
Which was an actual thing from the show, the OJ
show. That was one of the first two episodes are like Sharknado, and the last seven at this point, or maybe the last eight at this point, are actually good because it's all the people that can act as opposed to the guy that played the really stupid paleontologist for 10 years on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good. So when you're done listening to this, go watch all the OJ episodes so you're caught up on all of our really cool references.
I know that the blood is everywhere because obviously OJ is guilty.
I can't walk away now.
Hockey credentials. I'm a Devils fan. You grew up a Devils fan, but you're like a lapsed Catholic when it comes to the Devils, right?
I don't give... Wait, can we curse on their
podcast? Yeah, we can, yeah.
I don't give a flying frog's fuck about the Devils. Or really any team. I don't care if your favorite team wins or loses. I'm just there to watch a hockey game that's
mm-hmm.
really good.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to Devils games, which are always never interesting or fun.
Well, I still live and die by my team, and I still believe that depending on whether or not I drink a cup of pink lemonade at night and spin around three times determines whether or not they win or lose a game, just like when I was 13.
You're deranged.
Pretty much.
You're a father of a child who believes that he controls the outcomes of sporting events from his couch. That's totally normal.
You should teach your children well. There's a very good chance you could grow up to be like Akira then, you know, trying to tap into her psychic powers and control things.
Akira?
Oh, God. Let's not talk.
You mean Shakira?
No.
Can she do that?
No. Last time I mentioned anime. Joining us now on the podcast in our pilot episode is...
Oh, I've been here the whole time.
Someone that
just
we love.
Just walking in the door right now. Who's,
oh my God, who is it?
In?
Whoa, whoa.
Just
let's see.
Silently sitting and holding back my OJ takes.
Why, I believe it's our wacky neighbor Katie Nolan from Fox Sports 1's Garbage Time.
Hey, guys. Do you guys have a cup of sugar I can borrow?
No, but why don't you stick around for the next
Ooh,
40 minutes?
Golly. Sounds good.
What's going on in here? A hockey podcast?
As long as it's only 4 minutes of hockey talk.
Oh, man.
36 of 20 math.
The setup.
Hi, guys.
The setup of every porno I've ever watched. A woman walks in during a hockey podcast.
Right.
One of most of my porns from Canada,
by the
way.
You made this weird because this room is really small.
Really
and I now would like to back away from you, and I can't.
Yeah, Katie Nolan's a big star, and I want to apologize first for putting you in what is essentially the utility closet of Yahoo. That's where they put the microphones, though.
Compared to my studio, the adjective I would use for this is roomy, so I'm cool with it. My studio is very small.
Katie Nolan, you do a podcast called Garbage Time. What kind of studio do you use for that podcast?
So it's actually like a converted reception area of an abandoned office building, and so it's big in space. Like, it's spacious, but it also, like, we use clip mics, and we don't know what we're doing.
You use what kind of mics?
Clip, like little, like you clip them on your shirt.
I think you said something else.
Yeah, they're impossible
to find. It's a woman's sports show.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yes, they are impossible to find.
The reception area, huh? So do you always have multiple lines ringing at all times?
The elevator dings constantly while we're just trying to talk about anything but sports.
Katie Nolan, I was surprised to find out from Dave Lozo today that I was always, for whatever reason, under the impression that you were probably a Rangers fan, but you're a Bruins fan.
Why the fuck would I be a Rangers fan?
I don't know.
Why did I bring that up?
The kind of celebrity that would go to MSG, they'd show you on the big screen like Adrian Grenier
or the
dude that died from the Eagles. Like, many
famous
people.
He died and then they showed him on the – what was he – is this like a Weekend at Bernie situation?
Yes.
Somebody just brought his lifeless corpse to a Rangers game?
There are two guys in the fifth row, like, propping up his arms, like, flapping them around to make sure that no one was suspicious.
Does he want to play for the Bruins?
The Eagles or the Eagles? Like, was it Randall Cunningham? Because he's still alive.
The Eagles are the Eagles.
Right. He's not dead, actually.
It was Reggie White.
He's doing – oh, my God.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, God.
No, the Glenn Frey, right? Glenn Frey would always be at the Ranger games, wouldn't he? And he died, right?
Wait,
didn't he?
He's dead?
He did die.
He died
recently.
Yeah.
Before the last Rangers game he went to, he did pass.
Yeah, remember that moment in pop culture where everybody's like, oh, man, I can't believe Glenn Frey. Bowie!
Yeah. Oh. It was one of those, like, Farrah Fawcett got overshadowed by Michael Jackson the next day. Like, nobody ever really mourned Farrah Fawcett because it was like, oh, Michael Jackson died. So, poor thing. Rip to both of them.
Take a few minutes right now and
mourn
Farrah
Glenn
Fawcett.
Yeah, for Glenn Frey and Farrah Fawcett.
Poor little out.
Boy, Farrah Fawcett.
In slow motion
Fawcett
running down the beach. Wait, that was Bo Derek, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But Farrah Fawcett was an angel, a mm-hmm. Charlie's angel.
And now she's a real angel up in heaven. Looking down on us.
Boy.
Having sex with Glenn Frey on the reg. That's some hot heaven gossip I got from my friend Gabriel.
Right, until she hears over the intercom, angels, you're needed. And they have to all assemble. Well, at least the dead ones.
Are they all dead?
No, Kate Jackson can't be dead. I don't know who the other one was.
Dating yourself.
I don't get why Farrah Fawcett would have sex with Glenn Frey if David Bowie's right there.
Mm. I don't get why the bottom of that coffee is chunky. You can put that right over there.
All right.
Thank you so much. Oh.
Good job, Pret. It was Pret, right?
If you throw up during the podcast, we're going to use
just
it.
Just chunks of coffee.
But you are a Bruins fan. How did you come about to find the love of hockey in your heart?
My brother played. I played growing up, but as anybody who plays hockey knows, that playing hockey isn't cheap. You got to buy a ton of equipment. So I used to wear my brother's hand-me-downs when I was a little kid. And then when it got to a point where his hand-me-downs didn't fit me anymore and I would have to buy my own equipment, my parents were like, so, dance. How do we feel about dance? Do you want to dance instead? Let's dance. And so then I stopped.
Wow.
You were a Bruins fan during a time when it wasn't cool to be a Bruins fan? Because I feel like when they won the Cup and maybe a little bit of time before that, then everybody in Boston discovered there was a hockey team again or got over themselves because they were angry about how the team was managed. So was it not – like where were the Bruins in the pecking order when you were
– they were pretty much close to up. Like I didn't know that yet because I was but a mere child.
Right.
But, yeah, it wasn't awful. It felt not great, but winning the Cup was pretty sweet. And so now we're in this weird spot where we refuse to admit we're rebuilding. We don't want to rebuild. Yeah. We'd like to make it to the playoffs, but we've lost, what, 7 out of the last 8, 9 out of the last 10?
Are you back to being fourth now? I mean, Patriots, obviously, king of the mountain, you know, deities.
Yeah.
Red Sox, Celtics, I don't know where they are right now in the pecking order. I know the Celtics will be climbing
Bruins
because
the
Celtics basically have my team, the Brooklyn Nets, first-round picks for the next 20 years.
You have all the shittiest
years.
Teams. You're in Devils, Nets.
Jets, Nets, Devils.
Oh, wow, the Devils really throw that off. Yeah. I wish there was a hockey team called, like, the regrets. That'd be perfect for you. Nets.
Yeah, the Devils are always sort of like when you're hurting for money and you buy a lottery ticket each week and you're like, maybe this year there's a good chance I can at least get that $50 for hitting the little special ball.
I don't want to hear this bitching. I mean, not for nothing. The Devils have how many Stanley Cups when you were in your youth and your prime?
Mm-hmm.
Also, they beat my team.
That's
last week.
Yeah, like 4, 5, 6, week. 7, maybe 8 or 9 days ago.
Something like a couple days ago. Definitely not last
night. More than one day.
Is this where the New York Giants fan tells me that I should feel shame for having my teams? Like, the NFL literally just hands you a championship every few years. They're like, you guys, the Mara family seems lonely. Let's just give them something.
Technically, the Patriots.
The Patriots hand them the Super Bowl, I think.
Hand us. Or they can't knock it away when it's, like, right on the top of the helmet. It's, like, right there, and you can't
just... That's fun. I'm so glad. It was really cool seeing both of you.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Fuck off, and I'm going to go now. I have shit to do. I have a television show.
No, but seriously, as a Devils fan...
Yeah.
You had 95. Mm-hmm. I was there too for that. 95.
Right. Yep.
2000.
Great run.
03.
Uh-huh.
And as recently as 4 years ago, you were in the Stanley Cup final.
Yep.
So maybe just quit your whining.
Well, you're missing 2001 where we did some charity work and allowed Ray Bourque to finally win a cup because he, you know, obviously was in Boston and would never win.
wasn't there a billboard in Boston thanking him as well after that?
So they're probably like fourth now in the pecking order behind the Celtics again.
Yeah, I'd say it goes back and forth because the Celtics did admit they're rebuilding. We got Brad Stevens, who's dope, and he's doing a pretty good job. So I think they're on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
The Bruins, what the?
Would you say the Bruins, the Boston's a town? I mean, Boston obviously a town that loves winners. I mean, you couldn't find a Patriot fan during the '80s, but the
this is cute. Now he just drops something. Acts like he's gonna keep going.
But you know, it seems like. There's always a finite number of Bruins fans. They explode exponentially when the team is successful.
I disagree.
Does the tide regress at all?
I completely disagree. Boston is – we don't have college sports really other than hockey. Like we don't have another really passionate fan. We have a very passionate hockey fan base. I'd say like Chicago, Boston.
Yeah.
New York is – the Rangers – I'd say you're describing the Rangers fan base. That nobody goes to Rangers games until they're like,
everybody goes. They fill up but no one cares like in the city until mid-April.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But like Boston, I do feel like
the Rangers and McDonald's.
Games are always
like, you know how like McDonald's always starts like getting a little panicky and closing stores and trying to rethink their product, and yet their sales are always like $100 gajillion every year because people will go there regardless. The Rangers are that. The Rangers are people that will go there regardless. Like they could be the worst team in hockey for 15 years and it's still going to be a bunch of guys giving their little suit friends tickets to go to the games.
I went to a Devils Bruins game very recently.
All right.
And I saw children, like a lot of children at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it's been a really long time since I've been to a hockey game and seen that many kids because in Boston, when you do well, the tickets go up. Same thing with like the Red Sox. Kind of a shame that you don't see as many kids at the games because it's so expensive to bring your kids. And so it was nice to go to a shitty team's game,
right?
And see how many children were able to come and enjoy it because tickets were $12.
Right. So what you're saying is like as a Boston fan, it's really tough for you because all your teams are winners.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it was nice to go to like a team that sucks,
right.
And know that you'd be able to enjoy the youth.
And really, there's nothing
around the youth.
Nothing more inspiring than to see little kids running around with the mark of the beast on them. You know, indoctrinate them with the Satanism.
And also, like, I like that when, you know, the music that you guys play is all like Fetty Wap and everything you would expect at a New Jersey hockey game. I walked in like, I actually don't know what vibe I'm getting in here.
Awesome.
And it was like, put your fucking hands up. I'm like, are we at the club? I don't understand.
Nothing gets the crowd more hype at a hockey game than, baby, won't you come my way?
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
Well, anytime I put my hands over my face like this, I can do a myriad of impressions.
Bane.
Oh, yeah, of course. As you know, everybody does the Bane. You got a Bane?
I do have a Bane Mustang. What a lovely, lovely voice.
You just do a Jimmy Stewart with your hands on camera.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
Zuzu's pedals.
New listeners to the podcast will also learn that while I do it a variety of impressions, it's only about 9 of them, and it's just different variations of those 9.
That's
for example, the example I always give, Kermit the Frog and am I George Lucas?
I don't know if Jar Jar Binks is really the character that we want to malign in this film. There's a lot to love.
Fun fact, you could also probably do a Jason Gay with that.
That's true as well.
He's got a similar Kermit the Frog.
Little variations of the theme. What's your best impression? Do you have one?
I don't have. I'm really bad at impressions.
Really?
Yeah, but my producers insist on always doing. Everyone on our staff has a Ringo Starr impression.
Oh.
It's just like it's the common bond we share. It's our breakfast at
Duffy Nose.
It's like a slow motion like
but only when he talks about, only Ringo Starr talking about what disc he prefers, if it's CD or DVD. That's all we... Well, Ringo, what are your thoughts on CD versus DVD?
It's got to be a little stuffy. But also, it's the emphasis on the other syllable.
Yeah.
A member of the Beatles.
There it is.
Welcome to, like, so you now officially work for Garbage Time.
Oh,
welcome to the team.
It's great to be on board.
Yeah.
DVD.
That's a great interview. It's just like you walk in, you have everything prepared, you have like your resume, 75 pages long.
Give me your Ringo Starr.
Right now, do it.
I only do a McCartney. Oh, get your ass out of here. Your ESPN material.
Wait, so in Boston, when you were a kid.
Uh-huh. We're jumping all over the place. I love it.
No, I want to... So...
That's the show.
I like it.
Sorry, everybody.
Like, I know people from Boston who
sorry.
Loved, like, Steve Grogan when they were a kid. But, like, did anyone even care about the Patriots until, like, 2002, right?
Yeah.
But, like, the Bruins...
People have always loved
it's
the Bruins.
It's an institution in
yeah.
Boston.
Yeah.
And as a hockey player yourself...
Yes, well, that's a fact we're saying.
Right.
Sure.
Who nearly made the New York Riveters roster.
That's yeah, right.
I can't tell you how close she was
so
to making
close.
The team.
To set it up for those at home, Garbage Time did a segment in which Katie played goalie for the National...
No, not goalie.
No.
Oh, you played
that
up front?
So then I would have died.
You were just up front. You were a forward?
She was
yeah.
a sniper.
You were a sniper?
I was on the ice for about 5 minutes.
Why didn't they put you
like,
make you
literally on the ice.
On the ice. I laid down on the ice.
Literally.
So I hadn't skated in a really long time, and we were supposed to get an hour or, like, 30 minutes of warm-up so I could, like, get my sea legs. And then we didn't because production, you know, anybody who's worked on a TV show knows that you have a schedule, and then just fuck that schedule. Everything goes wrong. And so I didn't have any time. And at the end of practice, when these girls are, like, waiting to leave, these women are waiting to leave.
Yeah.
I get out on the ice, and they're like, okay, let's hurry this up. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'll just try to shoot the puck. And then
right.
fell on my, like, I hadn't skated in years.
Yeah, it was a shame, too, because, story. Honestly, like, she probably would have been on the team.
For
if she
sure,
would have gotten, like, 20 minutes of warm-up time. That's
yeah,
a, that,
all
that's
I needed was 20 more minutes.
That's the difference between making a complete fool of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And being a professional women's hockey player.
And
right.
making
20
money
minutes.
Playing hockey.
That's right. Yeah, you're
yeah.
stipend.
Yeah.
What did you think of the women's league? The jerseys for the Riveters were some of the best hockey jerseys straight
yeah.
full stop.
Good logo.
Hockey jerseys in the world
yeah.
right now. The Rosie the Riveter logo. What did you think of the women's league?
Awesome.
Yeah.
They're great. And they're so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they'd be like, why are you here? We're like, why are you making a joke of our league?
Mm.
And I was really conscious of that because that's not what we wanted to do. We wanted to show people
right.
how great the league is and how awful I am at sports. And I think we achieved that.
We got that goal
and
reached.
But, you know, sometimes you worry that you're going to do something and someone's like, wow, you're making fun of us.
Mm.
But the women were so nice and, like, taught me how to fight and, aka threw me on the ice and punched me.
And you almost killed her.
With my skate. By
yeah.
accident. By accident.
Yeah.
It's just a natural habit that when I get thrown onto the ground, I, like, kick my legs up
right.
in the air, and then I realize afterwards you have a sharp weapon attached
right.
to the bottom of your
yeah.
feet, and you might have just kicked someone in the jugular, caused her premature death.
It would have sent a good message, though, as, like, look, you want to fight me.
Yeah,
I
I'm going to slice
karate.
You. I'm from Boston, so I'll
yeah.
just slice you.
I have Ginzu feet. What? So, Lozo and I are mostly men. I was wondering what your thoughts were about...
Is this
about...
up for debate? Because I'd love to spend the next few minutes debating.
I mean, the
now.
Genetic tests haven't come back, but
what,
like...
What qualifies us, technically? I've never fought in a war.
Well, in fairness, we might have been born at the wrong time. Wait, no, we weren't. There were totally wars for, like, the last 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I think we might currently be at war.
But it was
yeah.
harder to
sure.
get involved with them. They didn't get picked. Like, you know, kickball. Like, they used to pick people, like, in kickball and make them go to war. This time it was much more voluntary, and we had other things to do, like NES.
I was
and...
so busy that day. Like, honestly, if you know how you have a schedule, and you want to keep that schedule, then schedule goes crazy. Like, if I could have just gotten to the, you know, the draft office 20 minutes earlier,
yeah.
I would have been the best soldier in the world.
You think so?
This is good. This is a good
right.
comparison.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing
This is
here.
A callback to
yeah,
earlier in the show.
To 3 minutes
yeah.
ago. So
that's
a pretty bad callback. Let's move on.
I would have been like a pre-Super Soldier Serum Steve Rogers, except fat, is how I would have been, probably. Oh, I thought you were wearing a Captain America shirt, but you're wearing a Winnipeg Jets shirt.
Right.
Similar.
It's a hockey podcast,
yeah, that's
Greg.
True. Sorry.
And you're wearing, you know, a front office Gary Bettman look.
My point in calling...
Twitter sweatshirt.
Thank
so.
You. Oh, and I was wearing a
oh,
hoodie,
a
too.
Sweatshirt.
It isn't. It just looks like it.
Is it
I
not?
Bought it before.
It's nice, though.
Put a bird on it.
Fuck you. It's just a sweatshirt.
Put a bird on it.
Put a bird on it.
Oh, I was going to ask you, though, Katie, was... So, like... All right. As a woman,
oh Christ!
How do you feel that league should be marketed? Like, do you think that they need to go? Like, what aren't they doing right now to crack the proverbial glass ceiling made of ice that is marketing
no,
the NWHL to women?
Speak for all women right now. Go.
Yeah, I know,
please,
right?
Go. Yes.
I don't know. I'd say on the surface of it, there's they have to start out small. So there's what, 4 teams in mm-hmm. the league, and I think that it's okay for them to not maybe come out fully. Trying to make the push right now with 4 teams. I think that would
yeah.
be hard to get national interest in a 4-team league. But I think if they start small, they do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Rylan, the commissioner, is a great face for that league.
Oh, yeah.
She's well-spoken. She's nice. She's beautiful. Not that it's relevant. But she's, like, super talented. And the way she speaks about it and the way she talks about how, like, women should be paid to play sports, right, and it's not that complicated, is actually really engaging to listen to. So,
I mean, you're saying in juxtaposition with Gary Bettman, someone you'd like to hear talk.
Well, so Gary Bettman, also beautiful, but not so well-spoken or right, talented.
For a man his
sports.
Age. Yeah.
No, yeah, absolutely. I would look at that face
I would tap that.
Ever. Yeah, I would. Just the discomfort in your face having to say that sentence.
I would hit that. Is tap not the word anymore the kids use? Is it hit?
I don't know.
Is it smash?
I think it's smush.
Destroy.
Smush.
I think, was that Jersey Shore?
Wait, is that why they called him Smush Parker?
I don't know. Bettman's a bit of a grenade.
There you go. God, Bettman's a fucking worst. Yeah, as far as commissioners go, like, to finally have it's the first commissioner I've ever seen or met that I'm like, well, I guess, you know, I like Adam Silver. But, like, she's great.
Yeah.
She's nice. She actually cares about her players. And you worry, too, that, like, when a league gets too big, obviously you have to lose a little bit of that. But I think if they grow at the right pace and then they make the push, I think they have a real chance to be successful.
I like Adam Silver a lot as a commissioner because I feel like the NBA can kind of be a chaotic place sometimes. And I always feel like dad's got this.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a flat tire on the interstate, like, Adam Silver could probably change it.
Yeah,
you know,
whereas Roger Goodell would be like, it's not flat, we're fine. Just keep driving. Keep driving. Hit that woman. Like, that's how Goodell commissions his league. And Bettman will be like, maybe we should stop the car for a couple months and never start it again until somebody pays us to come fix this tire.
Exactly.
I'm not afraid to sit here for a real long time.
This is good. Do baseball before.
I don't have enough about Manfred yet.
What's wrong with the car? Why is it stalled? Ask the players why it stalled.
Maybe we should talk to the people who made the car. It's not my talk to the tire. See why it doesn't want to run. I told it to run. It said no.
Do you think and stick? Because again, I'm not trying to. You know, it's rare that we have women in this room, to be quite honest with you.
Or any room.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
so much Star Wars talk. Do you feel like, as a hockey fan, that the NHL does a decent job marketing to women or not marketing to women, or they don't know that women like hockey? Because I feel like that sometimes is the case.
The tough thing is, because I'm a football fan as well, I'd almost rather the way the NHL does it.
Oh,
and if they're not doing like, ooh, we're doing ladies' night, come by, free manicures, we'll give you one martini, and then you'll be sexually harassed for the entire game in the stands.
Oh, you've been to a Jets game.
Yeah. Like, oh, have a pink jersey, we'll charge you a ton for it. $1 of each jersey goes to breast cancer. Like, I'd rather them not pander. If the NHL just ignores and just treats fans as fans, that to me is better.
Remember the Corey Perry thing last year at the Winnipeg Jets game?
The fans were chanting Katy Perry.
At it. Yeah. And then someone called Gary Bettman on it like a couple weeks later, and he was like, oh, just calling him a woman's the same thing as calling someone a sieve. It was like,
No, not so much.
It's actually a little
not
bit different.
So much.
Like, Gary Bettman, like, Roger Goodell feels like he's intentionally evil.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like Gary Bettman's, like, unknowingly
just a dumbass.
Dumb, right?
He's just a dumbass.
He's just, like, an old dude who just doesn't get it, while Roger Goodell's, like, a robot trained to take the life out of women and just hates the world.
The thing that's crazy to me is the amount of money these men make. It's not that hard to very quickly be taught how to say the right thing.
Right,
just look at one person next to you of the 90 who get paid to work on your staff and say, hey, someone asks me about this Katy Perry, Corey Perry thing. What should I say?
Yeah.
That's it. And then when someone says, oh, well, just say that you respect women, the league respects women, and you can't be responsible for all fans, but that you're disappointed in their actions.
Yeah.
That's it. Very easy.
Right.
But no, calling them a woman is basically saying you're a fucking sissy.
They need that White House press secretary gene where, like, they're like, is the president aware that there's a box of plutonium that spilled out in a lake in the middle of New York? And then the guy's like, well, the president's very concerned about boxes and their construction. So the rest of it, we'll have to
look at that.
Yeah, it's
like,
great.
Honestly, as a female sports fan, I've gotten to the point where I'm not even asking for that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the whole Greg Hardy thing in the NFL last year, it was like, I get it. You're a bad guy, and you were suspended, and we were supposed to believe you went through these programs and whatever. And your first day out, 2 minutes into a 7-minute speech, you're like, guns blazing, I want to fuck Giselle. But he doesn't even call her Giselle. He just calls her Tom Brady's wife, which, like, I could strangle you.
You don't even
have to remember her last name. She just goes by Giselle. You're the worst. And, like, all I'm asking is just fake it better.
Yeah.
So with the NHL, it's like,
They're
yeah, you don't it. Have to beat. I don't want you to go up to every fan and be like, don't chant Katy Perry. Here's why that's problematic. Mm-hmm. I just want you to, when somebody asks you about it and you're the head of the league, to not say, yeah, who fucking cares?
That's why
right?
I was asking a lot.
I think they chanted that because they can't chant pussy, to be quite honest. I don't know.
That's why your Greg Hardy, I mean, your Greg Hardy video, I thought, like, channeled a lot of that feeling of, like, just women watching this charade. And this just oblivious circus that goes on with some of these leagues and the way and the way they approach this stuff is like, you know, Jerry Jones or the Manziel stuff. Like, it's, oh, I think yeah. That boy's got some talent. And it's just like, yeah, he's got a real talent according to the police reports.
Oh, the talent really decides how bad the actual action is.
Someone needs to graph it. I've tried, right. But I'm not good at math, so it's tough to know exactly what the scale is. But it exists, yeah. How good you are versus how much you're worth. But
like, Eli Manning could, like, push a school bus full of kids off of the bridge. And
could he?
Eli Manning is like the luckiest quarterback ever.
Yeah,
I know you think he's elite. You're wrong. So that's just
That depends.
35 touchdown passes.
Odell Beckham the bus that'll be able to leap higher than any man can leap to catch those errant passes?
Odell Beckham will fly and catch the bus with one hand and put it back on the bridge to save Eli's ass.
Without Stickum, Eli Manning ain't shit.
Now we're calling OBE into question here.
Just everybody.
That and nepotism. I wanted to pause on something about your you said about fans. I mean, fans are vile, and you brought up the Devils game, and that's the most interesting juxtaposition to me in life right now. Is that the Devils are trying to recruit this kiddie core of young fans to go to the games, their parents, and go see the hockey thing, and yet a scant like six rows above them are the guys chanting, as we've mentioned this podcast before, you know, Rangers suck, Flyers swallow, and Crosby watches.
And it's that is a picture I just got. I'm going to close my eyes and spend some time with that.
There's
one.
A lot. There's like
Crosby
a train.
Would be the guy who watches.
Yeah. And there's
so would be.
But there's like it's a weird time for hockey in the sense that I feel like there's a scratching and clawing, and we saw this with all the emails that were released recently, scratching and clawing to keep the old school aesthetic of fighting and brutality and blood on the ice and the nastiness when you go to the game and it's rivalry night and blah 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 blah. And the entire
rivalry night, by the way.
It's a terrible idea.
By the way. Yeah. It's like rivalry, Flyers, Panthers. That's the game we have tonight.
You're in television.
Oh, there's so much storyline here. Like, how the fucking is it? It's not a rivalry.
Jarvi Yager spent 1 year here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And now
what's
he's back.
He gonna do?
But that's the real thing about the rivalry stuff is like it's really kind of like square peg, round hole. Is that the way it's supposed to go? Because round peg, square hole, you could probably get
it
in still.
You could force that.
Right. I wasn't really good at
trigonometry. Wait, how do we transition from Sidney Crosby watching the Philadelphia Flyers swallow semen to rivalry night?
To square pegs and round holes.
No, keep going. So you've got NHL trying to go back to like the old school hockey.
Yeah, and it does it like I feel like society has shifted. You want to bring your kid to a game. You don't want to hear about how the Flyers are swallowing and Crosby's in the corner. You know,
counterpoint, though. Yeah. I went to games as a kid, and I heard all of that.
Me too. That's why I ended up this way.
Exactly. And we're standing in a little room broadcasting to the whole world.
We made it.
I get the, like, sheltering your kids from the bad stuff. But at the same time, like, it also it offers an opportunity for a parent to turn to their son and be like, don't be these assholes when you grow up.
Yeah.
Like, they're chanting Katy Perry. Here's why that's not okay. Teach your kid that lesson and then enjoy the game. Like, I get that it's a bad environment, but.
Quick story. My sister is a Devils fan, and she was a huge Marty Brodeur fan. And me and my dad and my sister went to a game, a Ranger Devil game. And Brodeur gave up a goal. These Ranger fans in back of us started just, you know, doing what Ranger fans do, and hauling obscenities and calling him, you know, he sucks and this whole thing, right? And then
leaving the game early. my
sister, who must have been about 14 at the time, turns around to the Ranger fans and just starts going, "Shut the fuck up! You shut the fuck up! You just a great fucking goalie! You shut the fuck up! You fucking slut!"
I love that.
And
you say slut?
Yeah, it was a woman.
Oh, good.
And my dad are both like, "Boo!" And seeing his daughter become a woman
your
in front of his eyes.
Scooby Doo, that's crazy.
Yeah. and so what then happens as she sits back down is. One of the Ranger fans
throws a beer at her.
They
right?
tried to throw a beer
I know,
at
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
Full beer.
There's no way.
Tries to throw a beer at her, misses her, hits a guy in front of us. He gets up, and it's like the Abomination from The Incredible Hulk. Like, he's just this gigantic, massive mountain of a man. Turns around And it turns out this guy is an off-duty New York City detective.
Shit.
So he gets hit with the beer. So those Ranger fans are gone. And this became, like as you said, a teaching moment.
Yeah.
One, maybe not so much with the language.
Maybe not slut. Maybe we don't slut to a stranger.
But two, just let it be known that eventually, you know, if you mind your own and don't act that way, don't throw the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Just yell up until the point when you might throw the beer.
Yeah.
That then you won't hit the abomination NYPD detective and get kicked out of the game.
Or I feel like we're sort of not focusing on the guilt of your sister in this situation because fans were yelling that somebody sucked.
Right.
And then really she instigated.
But no, she
somebody's got to stand up for Marty.
She entered.
Somebody has to say, excuse me, he does not suck. Actually, he's great.
She entered the marketplace of ideas, speaking her native tongue as a New Jerseyan.
Uh-huh.
And then these people decided to escalate the situation by throwing a projectile at her.
The two biggest crimes in that story is the slut shaming and the wasting of the beer.
And also the lack of video, because I'd love to see a 14-year-old be like, shut up, slut, right. I love Marty. That would be amazing.
The Jersey accent.
That would now go viral. As fuck.
Boy, she was so angry. Point. She was really angry.
But so I think to your point that people now are so, I mean, I'm not like going down the whole pussification of America train, but people are so concerned about, my child went to this game and heard the word shit.
Yeah.
And that I should be able to take my kid wherever I want and shelter him from. It's like germs. You have to expose your kid to them so that they can build up a tolerance to them. Your kid is not going to forever go through life without hearing the word shit. But you can teach your kid, that person said that. Does it make it okay for you to say that? Say that and I'll smack you. I don't know. Maybe that's how you parent. That's how I would parent.
I like that. Old school,
but, like,
nuns with rulers.
Stop being so concerned about what I'm doing. Like, I was at that game. Not last night, whenever this airs. At that Jersey, the Devil's
Merry
Bruins
Christmas,
game.
Everyone, by the way. I don't know what...
I was at the Devil's Bruins game, and I stood up and was like, fuck, put the goal in the net, Pulaski! Because Jesus Christ.
I was right there.
And people turned around and, like, looked their kids, like, held them closer. Like, I'm not going to kill your child. Like, I'm sorry. It genuinely just slipped out of my mouth because of the anger of, like, how many breakaway goals you just missed?
I mean, there was at least two. I mean, the game was so long ago that I can barely
remember
you're
right.
What
it was
happened.
A couple
Mommy,
weeks ago.
What's a Matt Bolesky? Don't worry about it, honey. No.
But it's just like, you know, I get your point, but at the same time.
I agree with you, but I also think that there is a level of parental responsibility that's gone by the wayside. I'll give you the best example that I can. In this world of ours, we have films that involve costume superheroes. Some of these films are for children, and some of these films are a bit coarser.
Mm.
Some of these films, in fact, are rated R. So if you take your child to see Deadpool, and then your reaction is, I can't believe how vulgar it was. I can't believe Ryan Reynolds was getting pegged in the movie at one point by his girlfriend.
Oh, that happens?
Yeah, it does. It's great.
Oh, what does pegged mean in that situation?
Pegged means pegged.
Like, they had sex?
It's a sex montage.
She wears...
Spoiler.
What?
Yeah. It's a sex...
Inserts.
It's a sex...
Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
So it's
I haven't seen it yet. Wait, is this real life?
Yeah, it is. For those who haven't seen it, there's a sex montage in which it shows him and his girlfriend bonding, and they have sex
Bondaging?
On every... No, bonding. They have sex on every holiday and celebrate each holiday in a different way. So the pegging joke, sight gag, is National Women's Day.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
But if you take your if you take your
it's
kid to that,
spoiler,
yeah, if you take your kid to that flick, and all
by
of a sudden you're,
airs and
it's, like, it's rated R. Like I saw Batman v Superman: colon, Dawn of Justice
How
over the
bad
weekend.
Was that?
Was it bad?
Oh, let's calm down on that for a second.
Oh, so it was good.
Hold on, just stop it.
Attack Greg.
Someone had
don't let him complete a thought.
Someone had a toddler there. Like, someone literally had a toddler
that
there.
That person is a fucking moron.
Yeah, so don't. I think there's a. But they think that it's Superman and Batman, so you can bring it. And then,
no,
you know, the scene in the movie
reason.
Where, like, you know.
Oh, don't do it. Don't
Bruce
do
Wayne
it.
Is at his parents' grave. Spoiler, they get killed
Whoa.
Again.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
I am out of here.
Listen, here's how I feel about this film. Okay, I liked it. I wouldn't begrudge anyone who didn't. I wouldn't begrudge anyone who would say that they've made every possible bad choice they could in the making of the film. I wouldn't begrudge anyone saying that they should scrap the entire DC cinematic universe and start over again.
They should just make Marvel 2.
But
I can't. Give me a second Marvel.
Marvel, an alternate universe Marvel
yeah,
for
yeah.
DC.
Right. Yes, please.
I I liked it. I have to admit, I like Affleck. Here's the thing about it. Like, one of the things that people don't like about these characters is that they're like, well, Superman would never do that, and Batman would never do that. I'm like, these are fictional characters. No one walked out of There Will Be Blood being like, well, Daniel Plainview would never make a reference to milkshakes because he's lactose intolerant.
But they're fictional characters who, because of the amount of movies and books and things, they've taught us this is their storyline. And then you can't take their storyline and go, fuck all that shit.
You can take the character wherever you want to do. Right. Batman's killed people before.
No, you can't.
Christopher Reeve's Superman threw three supervillains down a giant crevasse in the fortress of solitude and killed them.
So you don't get to get Superman fans and Batman fans' money by putting their name on it. If you want to make a blank versus blank, sorry, blank v blank colon couple other words.
Right.
If you want to make that movie and have them not act like Batman or Superman and not abide by the rules of their own origin stories, then just pick two brand new superheroes. Make up two more. There's a huge market for that.
Well, why can't we just be like, you're like, oh, well, Batman would never kill anybody. Well, this one does. Well, Batman would never use a gun. Well, this one did to kill
this
someone.
This one? It's just the one guy.
No, it's different.
Ben Affleck doesn't get to reinvent Batman.
Sure he does.
No,
but Adam West is not Christian Bale. Like, they're all different characters.
What if you went to go see a James...
Oh, my God, you've never been more wrong in your life.
Yeah. We still have time left.
Imagine going to see a James Bond movie.
Yes.
And, like, James Bond movie...
Just gonna say that.
Just started, like, murdering children.
Yeah.
And you were like, whoa, he can do whatever he wants. Yeah. He's a fictional character.
That's Brosnan's imagination of that's how he likes to act his James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
Batman it's not his Batman. James Bond. It's our James Bond, and you will assimilate or you're out.
Yeah.
Imagine going to a James Bond movie and finding out that he actually grew up in a giant country mansion with a caretaker who can booby trap the place like Home Alone when the bad guys come. Oh, that's right. It's called Skyfall. They did reinvent part of the character in Skyfall.
Oh, no. It's
and in the next
the
one,
character.
They made Blofeld his childhood best friend. Like, it was Muppet Babies.
Whoa. Let's not start disparaging Muppet Babies in
maybe
my
we
presence.
Leave the Muppet. Maybe you keep Muppet Baby's name out your mouth.
This little baby
that?
James Bond, little baby
God
Blofeld. You just see Nanny's feet next to them.
But here's the thing. So I have not seen the epic film Superman v. Batman : Dawn of Justice.
Clear out
but,
time.
But, in what world does the superhuman alien lose to the rich guy? I need you to explain.
He
are they on
karate,
a planet
though.
with a red sun? Like, how is this possible? Is there kryptonite involved? Well, how could it even be close to even matched?
I mean, of course there's kryptonite involved. It's the only way you could beat Superman. But I'm not going to give away anything, but I'll say this. It's based on the fight between the two in the Dark Knight Returns.
Oh, so it's referencing an old
thing
that did happen.
It's referencing a Frank Miller thing, there is kryptonite involved. And the reason Batman would always beat Superman in their Batman v Superman battles is that he's smarter. He'd outsmart him.
Superman can
dumb.
Melt him with his eyes. He doesn't need to get close to him where the kryptonite is.
But therein lies the problem. Like, melting him with his eyes means that Superman would kill. And Superman...
Well, you just said he could kill.
Superman cares more about humanity than any other superhero, and that's why people were so pissed off at the end of Man of Steel.
Like, you're using the Superman narrative that fits your argument at the moment. You just said earlier he could kill and throw people down a crevasse.
That's right,
I don't like the guy who plays Superman.
Henry Cavill?
I'm out on him.
Here's the problem with Henry Cavill, and present company excluded.
Wow.
Henry Cavill's losing his hair at a rapid rate, and it's very distracting because Superman, you expect him to have
Superman
a giant
coif.
Superman
would never lose his hair.
Right, he can't
Superman.
Because it's all...
Superman would have to shave his face to keep his hair from growing all the way down it because he has so much hair.
In Superman 4...
He'd have to shave his forehead of like, I can't help it. My
in
hair
Superman
so
4,
hairy.
Colin, The Quest for Peace, they actually had a strand of Superman's hair holding up a giant anvil in a museum because that is how much tensile strength it had.
Yeah, no,
so if he
not
loses his hair, it would like fall to the ground and probably crack the earth.
Yeah, this is a good story.
This is getting into like Kevin Smith territory of like what Superman could and couldn't do, like impregnating a woman, and like the whole thing where like you know
we did
his orgasm would
his
blow out the back of her body.
How's
whatever.
Eisenberg?
He's great.
I don't.
You see, a lot of people are like that. He's basically playing.
In every movie he's in, he's playing
Mark
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah,
he's playing whoever he's
playing.
Like.
Mark Zuckerberg. If Mark Zuckerberg tried to do a Heath Ledger impression,
he makes it hard for me to suspend disbelief. Like, I am immediately aware of the fact that he's acting.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh wow, that's Lex Luthor. I'm like, oh wow, why is the Facebook guy here?
With no spoilers attached, I will say that his plot to get Superman to V Batman, V him right up in his
V him in his P.
Is V-ing like
put his V in his P.
I will say that his plan to get Batman to V him is really psychotic. Like, this movie's got some darkness.
So
to
Eisenberg
it.
Didn't write the film. I don't know if anyone told you. He didn't come up with that himself. That doesn't actually get to be in his merit
See,
column.
I didn't realize that. I thought I was watching
a
documentary.
It's not like, hey, Jesse, bring whatever you got. We're just going to let you be Luther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Wonder Woman's great. She has a really...
Like, hashtag feminism.
She has a rock and guitar theme, which I thought was a bold choice. And actually, the only time my theater hated the movie, I think. And, like, the only time they came to life was when she showed up for the big fight at the end. It's already spoiled in the trailer. And then there was – it was a weirdly balanced movie because all of the humor happened in, like, the last half an hour. The rest of the movie is, like, this dire – there's, like, Senate hearings and shit about Superman. And, like, all the funny stuff
exciting.
And Wonder Woman showing up all happened in the last – so you walk out kind of like, oh, that was all right. And then the first, you know, three
and then you remember the first three quarters of the movie and say, actually – should have left.
That's in the entire post movie. Is him saying, "Well, actually, he can do whatever he wants because in this canon, what they're using is like, that's." I don't want to go see a movie.
It's poetic justice, and so actually, they're allowed to do whatever.
Technically, the foreshadowing.
You're that guy
it's
on
poetic,
Twitter.
It's poetic
actually,
license.
Actually,
poetic
yeah,
license.
Yeah,
not poetic
that's
justice.
What
that
I
means
meant.
That someone will get their just desserts.
Fuck you. I just listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson on my way here.
Yeah. Oh, stars and I don't know. My Neil deGrasse.
Well, I don't know. What Neil deGrasse.
My Neil deGrasse Tyson sounds a lot like my
every other black guy.
Yeah, black doctor. For The Simpsons.
That's good. You should really investigate that.
Yeah, I really should.
You should take some time unpacking that with yourself.
But my favorite thing about the Batman v Superman : Dawn of Justice movie was imagining that Affleck's character was in fact his same character from Gone Girl, and that's like post Gone Girl return. He's rich off the money of the book he sold. He gets the whole thing, and now he's just decided to fight crime because you know she drove him that crazy. That's my theory.
Bitches, man.
Yeah.
Fuck everything. They A, be tripping, B, be shopping, and C, fuck everything.
Right, and nothing but hoes and tricks as well.
Yeah.
From what I've heard.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we ain't nothing but
So hockey, huh? Mm-hmm.
So real quick back
Speaking
to hockey.
Tricks, hat
Speaking
tricks.
Of tricks.
Oh my god.
Last hockey thing I wanted to ask you, Katie Nolan, on this hockey podcast was you were a goalie growing up.
No, I wasn't.
Why?
How
you wore
many times
goalie
have
gear.
I tell you that. I didn't.
What?
What are you talking about?
You were never a goalie.
No.
When why were you never a goalie?
Why do you think I was a goalie?
Well, I think it's because you said you wore your brother's gear, and I just assumed that meant like goalie gear.
Why would you assume that? I meant like
well, because
elbow
we obviously
pads,
call it
shin pads.
We obviously call it a kit.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I don't call it a kit
a
at all.
Soccer team? Are we talking about soccer right now?
As a hockey player, who in the league do you respect? Who do you love? Who are the players that you enjoy watching in the National Hockey League today?
Non-Bruins.
Non-Bruins.
I'm big on Ghost Bear right now.
Oh,
mainly
Shane
because
Gostisbehere.
I mean, he's fucking
awesome.
Great.
Great player.
Every game I watch, I'm like, that was an amazing play by him. There isn't a single game that I'm not like impressed by something he did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who they were playing, but remember when he like dove to keep the puck in the zone? That was
fucking
incredible.
Detroit?
I think
yeah, overtime with that game.
Yeah. But also his name is a combination of two emojis.
That's right.
And I think that everyone's name should be a combination. Like yours would be Wish, so maybe it'd be like a star.
It'd be like a
and then
star.
I don't know what Inski.
Inski.
Oh, like
yeah.
They have the in one. It says in. And then also
a guy skiing.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was easier than I ever imagined.
I know. And yours would be a clown minus the B plus an L.
It's easy.
I don't
know.
It would be a down arrow for low.
Yep.
And then the Zo.
A picture of Alonzo Mourning's face.
Yeah. That emoji exists, actually.
Does it?
It's part of the new.
Do you have an emoji name, too?
No. So Nolan would be the word no.
The word no.
I guess. Uh-huh. And then maybe a land.
Right. Well, no. Or like a...
Jeremy Lin's face. Even yeah. It's not spelled
land.
The same, but it's
Or maybe an L-A-N connection. Like a
server.
Like a laptop. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm. That's good. That should be
this
an easy
fun.
Emoji. They don't have a taco yet, but you can get an LAN network one.
Yeah, they do. They have so many that like, oh, I'm glad you have seven different computers because I couldn't just get the point across with the one.
This podcast has been a lot of us complaining about stuff.
The world sucks.
I find
Why
it a challenge.
Everything, so bad?
Everything is bad and dumb. Ugh.
I find it a challenge to find emojis that I need to find in order to express myself. You know, and that's why the eggplant has become the most, I think, valuable emoji when it comes to sex.
I was unaware that was a penis until I think you tweeted it about something that was like related to some.
I had
other,
a
like,
dollar for every time I said I was unaware that was a penis. What would you like me to do here?
Because I thought only mine. Was
I had
purple.
A dollar for every time I said I didn't realize the eggplant was a penis.
Right. Like I'm always like, why is my purple penis so weird? But then you find out there's an emoji for it, and you feel like more welcome.
Oh, I did
welcome.
Tweet something about it, but I don't remember what it was.
I
but
forget
it
what it was
funny.
Too. I remember like looking,
tweet.
And it was like, oh, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And peach means either like butt or vagina. I'm not sure. Ashley, do you know?
Hmm.
What's the vagina emoji? Sure. Might be a peach. You do know. No, peach is you're on Tinder.
It's the flower.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Which flower?
Dave.
There's so many fucking flowers.
All of them.
And they all look different, just like vaginas. Every flower is wildly different.
Katie Nolan, the last thing I want to ask you, though, is since Ghost Bear is one of your favorite players,
one of the guys in the league I respect and enjoy watching.
Okay, but he's a flyer, so as a sports fan, can you separate hatred of a team and celebrating a player? You can.
It's gotten easier now that I work in sports, because it's very hard to just, like, be angry at an entire team. The only team I feel very comfortable disliking, and I feel like it's warranted, are the Dallas Cowboys, because I've been attacked by their fans, and also their owner's a dipshit, and I just, in general, I feel okay hating them. But I'll still watch. I can watch a game if they're playing a team that I want to watch, or like a game with fantasy implications, and not be angry at them, kind of. But like...
No, that's true. Yeah, that happens. Like, yeah. When I was a kid, I literally, when I was like 16, would wish that Mark Messier would die.
Yeah.
I literally wanted him to die. And now, like, man. I go to Ranger games, I cover games, I sit next to him in the press box. He's a really sweet man.
Yeah.
You know, he's a nice guy. Now, if he died,
I used
if he
to
died
hate
I'd be sad.
The Yankees. I hated them.
Like, I still do.
Fuck Derek Jeter. Fuck Jorge Posada.
Oh, you're singing my song.
Like, now it's like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter was great, you know, R-E-2-P-E-C-T him. I R-E-2-P-E-C-T him very much.
He's a very good writer.
I retupecked him so hard. When he retired and, like, his last at-bat was in Fenway against my team, but it was still like, wow, that was really cool for you. What a retupectful moment.
Right.
I will be the one to say that I disagree with both of you. Like, if you're a player
well, you're unprofessional.
That I
We're
like.
We're fine with that. We like that.
If you're a player that I like and all of a sudden you're absorbed into the Bored Collective of the New England Patriots, then you're dead to me.
Well,
like, I really like
You're Tom Petty.
Right. So. I liked Wes Welker before he went there. I've liked a lot of, like, former Jets.
How's
that
he doing now? Is he...
He's not really.
Right.
I think he's... Yeah. I liked all the former Jets that would go there so Belichick could learn our secrets. That was always a good thing. But then they would be dead to me, too. Same thing with the Rangers. Like, when Bruce Driver and John McClain went to the Rangers when we were both young Devils fans, they were dead to me after that.
I got Bruce Driver's autograph on a Devils hat when he signed with the Rangers. He was signing all the hats, 33 his new number, but he signed my hat, 23. Yeah.
Did he?
Whoa.
No way! Really? There was still good in him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could have saved him.
That's what I mean. So like, I hate the Patriots.
You do. You dedicate
more,
a lot of time to tweeting about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, I can respect that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are very good at cheating.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Like
then counterpoint, like, I don't hate the Giants because they don't mean anything to me. I just really don't think twice about
you
them.
You nothing.
Because they're just, I just feel very like, the who? Oh, that's right. The New York football Giants. I'm sure they're still in the league. I don't quite care much.
Mm-hmm.
They don't matter
they're
much
just
to
there.
Me.
That's fair.
Personally.
That's fair.
Right.
Yeah.
They really are just
they're
there.
They're just there.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, Jets fan.
That's the thing, though. Like, the Jets are a team that evokes emotion, though. Like, when the Jets finally do win a Super Bowl in the last 150 years.
Speaking of emotions, let's talk about your emotions. Who's your quarterback going to be?
Oh, we're still figuring it out. We've got a lot of receivers and a lot of running backs. We had one last year. He had a big bushy beard, then he trimmed it, and then got good again for
it's
about
not,
2 weeks.
It's not Beardy McCarver.
He's looking for more money, lo and behold. And who was the one that we bought in? It was we were talking about trying to bring in RG3, but we didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think we've really figured out the air quotes quarterback portion of the NFL.
Fitz?
Yeah, I do want Fitz. I liked Fitz last year. I think we owe it to him to do it one more time.
You're going to overpay him, but you have to.
Yeah,
you overpay the shit out of Eli over in, what's that team's name? The one that they're the football
because
large?
NFL quarterbacks are a worse situation than NHL goalies. Like, goalies get overpaid all the time because they're only like 12 of them worth a damn in the league.
Right.
And yours, not worth a damn, but we sure made him look good at that game
God.
I went to whenever that
oh,
was.
Oh, Keith Kincaid?
He's so bad.
Not our guy.
He's so
Corey
bad.
Schneider's our guy.
He's so bad.
Everything will be fine.
Really,
but like,
really
in the NFL, you have to overpay quarterbacks or else you're just like, you know, it's always a great feeling when you go into camp and it's like your quarterback options are a scrap heap, overpaid, and broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's where I think the Jets might be headed. So what are you going to do? All right. Well, that's the show for this week. It was a sort of a pilot episode edition. Katie Nolan.
Before we let her go.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be.
Let her go felt very.
Like, well,
before
you're.
Before we let her go, let's make her take her pants off.
You're like,
I know, right? It's like.
Let's do that thing.
It's amazing you were able to do the show bound and gag the way
before,
you did.
Before we let her go, walks over to the door, locks it. Give us your Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah, the Stanley Cup.
Give it to us, because obviously this is running right as the playoffs are starting.
Oh, yeah, shit, see, I can't, because I won't know who's made
in and
it
who's out.
And who
and oh, you're meaning you can't make your homer pick right now, is
yeah,
what
I can't
say
the Bruins are going to win. Right. The Bruins are going to fucking win.
Boy.
Yeah, because by the time, I was thinking about that before, by the time this airs,
yeah,
people will know who's in the...
Make it easy for you. Do you prefer a Chicago or a Los Angeles in the final?
Los Angeles.
Or do you prefer a Capitals or a Penguins in the final?
Penguins.
Do you prefer a Penguin or a King?
Actually, maybe the Capitals, because they got that fucking... No, yeah, they won't. If
they
the Capitals make it, they won't win because they got the presents.
I'll feel
like
they have that fucking blank, incredible playoff pedigree of losing every year.
Yeah, but also just the President's Trophy curse.
Sure,
there's no
do.
Way they're going to win.
Oh, like a little Jeep seeker. Oh, yeah, the President's Trophy. So do you prefer a... So you're going with the Penguins. Do you prefer a Penguin or a King to win the Cup?
Wait, why are the Penguins involved in this game of...
Because who's going to win it out of the other division? Nobody, right? It's going to be the Caps-Penguins winner that ascends to greatness, won't it?
What about Tampa?
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck Tampa.
You moron. Get off my podcast.
You guys share this podcast. 50.
We do.
We share a 50-50. Microphone. It's Hockey Time with Greg and Dave.
The Kings, I don't fucking care. The Bruins.
All right, there you go.
The Bruins. Bruins. Yeah, commit to it right now.
Either Bruins or Ghost Bear. That's who I'm going to root for.
There you go.
Not the Flyers.
One of those
just
two
the Bear
be
Ghosts.
In true Bostonian Bears. Fashion, butting in where they're not wanted and then yeah. taking over the room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? I'm just saying.
Excuse me?
Hold on. We're rivals.
Did you just insult me at the end of my podcast? This mic. I took it.
It's not insulting you. It's insulting your entire heritage and the place where you love.
And my dumb face. Yeah.
That's right. I didn't say your dumb face.
You were thinking it. I saw it on your
I had that dumb look on my face about your dumb face. There you go.
We were waiting in the lobby. Remember you said her dumb face? And you were just like,
where's her dumb face?
Yeah.
I didn't say that at all. Katie Nolan, so you have the Garbage Time podcast. When is your show coming back?
May 4th.
May the 4th be with you at Star Wars Day.
It is. Wow, the nerd in you just got the largest boner, smallest, the medium-sized average boner. May the 4th. It's a Wednesday. We're back for I don't know many episodes. And also, that could change because that's how TV works. But the podcast is up every Tuesday. We have a guest, and every Thursday we do just me and my producers fucking off. So
there you go.
You can listen to two podcasts per week.
Yeah, garbage.
And then we put out a digital video, which you can find at youtube.com/Katie Nolan.
Do you consider yourself a YouTube star?
No, God, no.
No?
You know why? Because I was found on YouTube.
Right.
But star makes it sound like more than 2,000 people were watching my videos, and that's just not the case. Unless I put the word boobs in the title, or like two times I wore a tube top, which now men love to use when I do a sports thing. Like, oh, look at you! You were a slut on YouTube one time. It was 300 degrees, and so now that forever ruins my integrity.
Oh, who did
God
you
forbid
that?
I wear a goddamn tube top. There was no nipple.
It was for like a bro. Guyism. I almost wrote for them. We almost were coworkers.
Oh, wow.
Chris, right? Chris
Spaggs, yes. Who now works at Barstool Sports.
There's a lateral move.
Right. So that's
a compliment.
I'm just saying, that could have been me in the tube top if I had actually gone and done it. And I could have had the same, you know,
lack of integrity.
People.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have any integrity. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Me neither, but I have to act like I do.
Like,
don't you make fun of me.
The way you're endorsing Twitter right now.
It's just a sweatshirt that has birds on it.
It is just a sweatshirt. Katie Nolan, you're the best. Thank you for coming and doing this pilot episode. Have you ever done a pilot before?
I don't think so. Well, I've had sex with a man who flies a plane.
Wait a second. No,
that's
not
actually
what we're trying to say.
I've never done a pilot before.
You're the best. Thank you for making us look good. Everybody check out Katie's show on Fox Sports 1. Everybody check out Katie's podcast, which will no doubt be ranked ahead of this one on iTunes. And thanks for listening to It's Hockey Time with Greg and Dave. Next time we'll talk about more hockey.
Is it hockey time or talkie time?
Hockey time.
Oh, it sounded like you said talkie
it's
time,
talkie
and
time.
I kind of love that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should we change it?
Like,
should we go back?
Hyphen
it's
hockey time.
Time.
Hockey time.
That would be thocky time.
Like, well, to hockey time.
Yeah,
like
think about it.
Like a T with an apostrophe and then hockey, almost like a character in a fantasy novel.
We should end the podcast now. We can offline.
Bye, everybody.
I'm Greg Wyshynski of Yahoo Sports.
And I'm Dave Lozo of whatever.
And I'm Katie Nolan. This is my fucking podcast.
And this has been Hockey Time. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.